So the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Ayin Hey Yomen Aleph has a debate in the Gemara on from which stone are the Chomos Yerushalayim for the walls of Yerushalayim going to be rebuilt. So one opinion is it's going to come from the Shoham stone. Chadama Shoham, Chadama Yashbe. And the other day it's going to come from the Yashbe. So what's this machlokas about? What do I care which stone it's going to come from? What's the deeper meaning? It is a Mesha Chachma. I think Parshas Tetzaveh. And others point out as well, what's the concept of the Shoham and what's the concept of the Yashbe? That Shoham comes from the Ephod. And the Ephod, Chazal tell us, was Machaper for Avodah Zarah. So that represents the category of Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Makom. And the Shoham on the Choshen, that is Machaper for Averis Ben Adam L'Chaver, not being honest in business, not dealing with people properly. So the Shoham represents atonement for mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, avodah zarah, and Yashbe represents atonement from the choshen, represents b'adam l'chaveiro. So, and so therefore it's a machlokes, which one do we have to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash from? So, because we know the first Beis HaMikdash was B'nanam L'makom, the second Beis HaMikdash was Sinas Chinam. So, the Machokas, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the conclusion of the Gemara is, Amalei Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kedein or Kedein, both of them. In order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we need to have both. It has to be rebuilt from the Shoham, which represents mitzvahs ben adam l'makon, kapara v'avodah zarah, and the Shoham and the Yashveya. And in fact, it's another Mesha Chachma, and it's a Medrash Rabba in Parashas Vayera, that where does the name of Yerushalayim come from? So, Vayikra Avram Hashem ha-makom hu Hashem Yirah. Hashem Yirah. So it's Avram called it Hashem Yirah. So Avram called it Yirah, and Shem Kara also Sholem, and Shem called it Sholem. Shemar Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. So Shem called it Sholem. And Avram called it Yireh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im Kora Ani Oso Yireh Kishem Shekaro Oso Avraham. Then, you know, what am I going to do about shame? Im Kora Ani Oso Sholem Avram Adam Tzadik Mizrei Ela Hareini Kora Oso Yushalayim Kamo Shekaro Shneim Yireh Sholem Yerushalayim. So therefore, the Medrash says, I'm going to combine the name and call it Yerushalayim, Yirei Shalem. And in fact, that's what the Mesha Chachma talks about, that Avram's name, Yireh Avram, is Yireh Shamayim, that ethical monotheism he brought into the world. Shalem is from Shlemus, referring to Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. That in order for us to keep the Beis HaMikdash, we need Mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom and Mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro. Like we know, the Mikdash Rishon was destroyed because of the Gimel Averis, and mostly Avodah Zarah and Gil Arayis. That's why it was destroyed. They didn't have the Ben Adam l'makom, and the Mikdash Sheni was based on Sinas Chinam. So in order to keep the base on Mikdash, we have to be meticulous in both. So in order to keep it, we have to, certainly in order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Kedena Kedei, we need both. Mitzvahs ben Adam wa Makom, and Mitzvahs ben Adam wa Chavero. And that's the whole concept of the Aseres HaDibros, that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us two tablets? Why not one? Why not ten? So, Chazal tell us the first tablets represent Mitzvahs ben Adam wa Makom, and the second tablets represent Mitzvahs ben Adam wa Chavero, Kibud Aveim. Why is it on, seems to be on the wrong side? Because it's people. So that's what the Chazal tell us, that no, there are three creators, God, Mommy, and Daddy. So therefore, it's a perfect transition from Mitzvahs ben Adam wa Makom and Mitzvahs ben Adam wa Chavero. As the Minchas Chinuch points out, it could be a Mitzvah ben Adam wa Makom. Usually, you have a Mitzvah which is one or the other. But Kibud Aveim are one of the few that's ben Adam wa Makom as well as ben Adam wa Chavero. And that's how they explain, they talk about, on one hand, Mitzvahs ben Adam wa Makom, you get rewarded for in the next world. But ben Adam wa Chavero, you get like two pluses because you're helping people now and it's a mitzvah. And that's how the Mepharshim say, V'talmud Torah keneged kulam. What do you mean, Talmud Torah keneged kulam? So Rav Aharon Kolo, others. Because the Gemara tells us, Talmud maybe lidei maisa. Through learning, it leads to action, or at least it should. And therefore, the ultimate ben Adam wa Chavero is learning Talmud Torah. So that's the Yisod. So that's the Yisod of Yerushalayim, that to rebuild, in order to keep the Beis HaMikdash up, you got to be proficient in Ben Adam Lamakam and Chavero. That's the representing, that's the Shoaim. The Beis HaMikdash has to rebuild from both the Shoaim and the Yashbi. And that's what we see from Avram Avinu. Yiran versus Shem, which is Shoaim. And the Mikdash Rishon ben Adam Lamakom and Mikdash Sheni ben Adam Lachavero. And that's the Shnei Luchas as we're approaching Shavuos. In order to be ready to makabel the Torah, we have to be meticulous in both ends. In fact, as the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosh Dvarim HaOlam Omed, Al Torah, Al Avoda, Al Gemilas Chasadim. So Rabbi Gedal Yeshua points out the time period of Sfirat Omer is split into three groups. We have the first, third, is we have Avoda, the Karban Pesach, Avoda and Tfilah, the focus is on. Then we move on to Bet Adam Lechavero, Pesach Sheni. People didn't have an ability, they were Tamei Derech Rechoka. They didn't have ability to bring the Beis HaMik, to bring the Karban Pesach, so therefore that's Bet Adam Lechavero. And the third one, Torah, that's from Lag BaOmer. Rav Shem Bar Yochai revealed the Zohar in Lag BaOmer, Torah Sanister, and in fact, that's how they explain perhaps why Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Because what does the Gemara say on their level? They didn't do right. Shalonagu kavad zelzeh. They didn't treat each other properly. But all agree that the Torah was good. And therefore, that's the time from Lag BaOmer and on. That's the time to prepare for Matan Torah. So in order to, as the Rashi writes, the Yichan Shav Yisrael Neged Ahar, Be'ish Echad, Be'lev Echad, one happy family. What is Rashi? Just like a journalist, a reporter, describing what was happening? No, Rashi is telling us a bigger Yisod. It's a prerequisite for Matan Torah is you need Achdus. You need Ben Adam Lechavero, a prerequisite for the Beis HaMikdash, for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. For keeping the Beis HaMikdash and rebuilding, you need Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lechavero, and that's what we have to work on as we have finish counting during Sfirat HaOmer, working on Tikkun HaMidos, as well as Talmud Torah, to prepare ourselves for Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the Yontif of Shavuos.